Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on the Prime Minister's visit to Ayodhya and Kurukshetra. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Shri Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and today we will discuss about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the holy city of Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh, and then we will discuss Prime Minister's visit to Kurukshetra in Haryana. We'll try and understand from this discussion the importance of the two visits to both the holy cities and what it is telling us in terms of valor, martyrdom of our ancient texts, the Ramayana, and of course Guru Tegh Bahadur's martyrdom for the country as well. Ashokji, a warm welcome to you on the program.
Thank you.
We'll begin with Ayodhya. Ram Temple has been completed, and what the Prime Minister actually said on this occasion.
25 November ka ye aitihasik din apni virasat par garv ka ek aur adbhut kshan lekar aaya hai. Iski wajah hai dharma dhwaja par ankit kovidar vruksh. Ye kovidar vruksh is baat ka udaharan hai ki jab hum apni jadon se kat jate hain to hamara vaibhav itihas ke pannon mein dab jata hai.
For the benefit of our listeners, could you tell us how important it is that the Ram Temple has been completed and what the Prime Minister actually said on this occasion?
Today marked a very historic day as far as Ram Mandir is concerned. Today's ceremony of hoisting of a 21-foot Dharma Dhwaja at Ram Mandir marks the culmination of the construction of Ram Mandir. Now all aspects of the Ram Mandir have been completed, and it is only after the project has been completed this Dharma Dhwaja is hoisted atop the Ram Temple. On that occasion, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, accompanied by the RSS Chief Dr. Mohan Bhagwat, so he visited this Ayodhya complex, and they performed this rite to symbolically mark the completion of the temple's construction. And he hoisted the saffron flag atop the 191 foot high, that is the top of Ayodhya Ram Temple. He also later blessed the gathering. But before, he also visited a series of temples now, and that also indicates that this complex is a very comprehensive project. It is not just Ram Temple, but it is dedicated to the entire Hindu society, and all the Hindu gods have their presence in that complex. PM made certain very pertinent remarks. One very significant thing which he said was that the wounds and pain of centuries are healing now, as a 500-year-old resolve is finally being fulfilled after the formal completion of Ram Temple. But at the same time, he also asked people, if India is to become a developed nation by 2047, we must awaken the Ram within ourselves. And he said that we attained independence, no doubt, in 1947, but we could not free ourselves from the sense of inferiority. India is the mother of democracy, and democracy is in our DNA. But this sacred flag now would stand as a testament that truth ultimately prevails over falsehood. And he congratulated all the Ram Bhaktas world over, including the Indian diaspora abroad, along with all those who contributed to the construction of Ram Temple.
Let's hear what Prime Minister Narendra Modi had to say on unity and tying it to Viksit Bharat.
Main aadar purvak kehta hoon, ye pal kandhe se kandha milane ka hai, ye pal gati badhane ka hai, hame wo Bharat banana hai jo Ram Rajya se prerit ho, aur ye tabhi sambhav hai jab swayam hit se pehle desh hit hoga, jab rashtra hit sarvopari rahega.
We just heard what Prime Minister Narendra Modi had to say. Despite the spiritual content, there's the underlying meaning as well, how important it is to be truly free, to have your own heritage. Dharma Dhwaj, which is the flag ceremony symbolizing the valor of Lord Ram. There's an Om and a Kovidara tree as well, and there's a sun right in the middle of it. Could you tell us how important valor of Lord Ram is in the context of what he's saying?
The Rama is not just a person. Ram is a value. And in that context, he said, Ayodhya is the sacred land. Ideals transform into conduct. It is the very city from where Lord Ram began his journey of his life. So therefore, Ayodhya showed the world how a person, through the strength of society and the values instilled within, rises to become Maryada Purushottam. He was, in a way, metaphor, Ram, as an incarnation, but as pathfinder for the values for which India stands even today. So therefore, Prime Minister was trying to give the message that the flag which he hoisted today would serve as a symbol of resolve, guiding citizens on a path of awakening and dedication, that we have to remain united. If we have to achieve 2047 dream of becoming developed, we have to work together. We'll have to forget about our differences, and the progress has not to be only in the economic field but in the spiritual field also. We have to inculcate a sense of ritualism in ourselves and also the heritage we have. So our cultural heritage has to be presented to the modern generation in technological form. That's why with a remote he hoisted the flag today. And even if we talk about Kurukshetra, the technology has now been involved into promoting our cultural heritage for the benefit of the younger generation. Overall, the message the Prime Minister trying to give was that religious flag is not merely a flag. It is the banner of the renaissance of Indian civilization. Its saffron color, the fame of Suryavansh lineage depicted on it. He also talked about inscription of Om. All these symbols are of Ram Rajya. And Ram Rajya does not mean the rule of Rama, but it was a concept of Indian philosophy, Indian democratic values, and the way India was ruled on those days, and the way we have to rule India or function our democracy in the present context.
Let's also hear what Prime Minister had to say about freedoms achieved as a result of independence.
Hamari vyavastha ke har kone mein gulami ki is mansikta ne dera dala hua tha. Ab yaad kariye, Bharatiya Navsena ka dhwaj sadiyon tak us dhwaj par aise prateek bane rahe jinka hamari sabhyata, hamari shakti, hamari virasat se koi sambandh nahi tha. Ab humne Navsena ke dhwaj se gulami ke har prateek ko hataya hai. Humne छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज की विरासत को स्थापित किया है और ये सिर्फ एक डिजाइन में बदलाव नहीं हुआ, ये मानसिकता बदलने का क्षण था.
अशोक जी, प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी स्पोक अबाउट सेलिब्रेटिंग द राम जन्मभूमि मंदिर. इट्स अ सिंबल ऑफ फेथ, रिस्पेक्ट एंड सेल्फ प्राइड फॉर 140 करोड़ इंडियंस. And more importantly, it also is an auspicious day dedicating the lives of the unending struggle of saints, warriors and devotees of Lord Ram.
Today the city of Ayodhya, as the Prime Minister said, is bearing witness to yet another pinnacle of India's cultural consciousness. Today all of India and the entire world are filled with the presence of Ram. In the heart of every devotee of Rama, there is an unparalleled satisfaction, boundless gratitude, an immense orthoworldly joy. And in that context, as you also very rightly said, this grand temple is the symbol of 140 crore Indians, faith and self-respect. And that is, in that context, he congratulated all the karma yogis who sacrificed themselves for this. And this flag is the proof that the light of dharma is immortal and the principles of Ram Rajya are timeless.
So there was a closing of this program at Ayodhya with a sacred ceremony called Dhwaj Arohan. And let's now move on to the holy city of Kurukshetra in Haryana. We will discuss right now for the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani. And this was tying with the 350 martyrdom day of Guru Tegh Bahadur. Let's also hear what Prime Minister had to say.
Itihas mein Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur ji jaise vyaktitva विरले ही होते हैं. उनका जीवन, उनका त्याग, उनका चरित्र बहुत बड़ी प्रेरणा है. मुगल आक्रांताओं के उस काल में गुरु साहब ने वीरता का आदर स्थापित किया. श्री गुरु तेग बहादुर जी की निडरता, उसकी पराकाष्ठा थी.
Could you tell us something about the legacy? Because you've spoken about valor earlier. How important is the legacy of Guru Tegh Bahadur's sacrifice for the protection of humanity, religion and country?
Before that, if I may add, that the Prime Minister today inaugurated a newly constructed Panch Janya, constructed in honor of the sacred conch of Lord Krishna. And he also visited the Mahabharata Anubhav Kendra, where a lot of installations depicting significant episodes from the Mahabharata are already installed there. And from there, the Prime Minister went and participated in the program to commemorate 350th Shahidi Divas of the 9th Sikh Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur. And there, a special coin and a postage stamp has also been released as a mark of respect to the 9th Sikh Guru. And, this is significant because the sacrifice, martyrdom of Guru Tegh Bahadur was not for any self-interest or not even for the interest of his faith, but it was for entire humanity. Sis Ganj Gurudwara stands testimony to the sacrifice he made. So therefore, he is also called Hind Ki Chadar. That means he was protecting the entire Hindu society. That was very significant turning point in the history of India. And this is why the 350-year celebration are going to be year-long. The central government has worked out a scheme or a program of celebrations across the country throughout the year. And today, the Prime Minister personally visited Kurukshetra to mark that particular occasion.
Ashok ji, for the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani, could you tell us that since Ayodhya has gained such eminence as a holy city, where do you see Kurukshetra now being the host city for the International Gita Mahotsav?
Kurukshetra is already known as a religious place because not that today something has been launched there. Brahma Sarovar stands there for centuries. This also has significance because this is the exact place where Lord Krishna gave the message of Bhagavad Gita. And therefore, religious place and tourism has already been there. But now a new dimension has been added. This Anubhav Kendra is symbolized in a particular new technology, laser show. It will certainly attract tourism from across the world, not only India, but across the world. And Kurukshetra will now be on the map of spiritual tourism, I think, in a different dimension also. The Haryana government has done a wonderful job by launching this Anubhav Kendra and also organizing today's event in Haryana, where a large number of Sikh population is there in Haryana. So I think the Prime Minister visit signifies the importance of the 350 martyrdom of Guru Tegh Bahadur and also remembering Lord Krishna's message, because the conch Panchajanya was Lord Krishna's conch. And when you do Shankhanad, it sends out a message. So today, Prime Minister also did a kind of a Shankhanad from the sacred land of Kurukshetra and sending across a message to the entire Indian community that irrespective of our differences, because in India we have unity in diversity, so we'll have to work together to make India a developed nation by 2047. And for that, not only economic development, but spiritual strength and our heritage also has to be taken forward.
Thank you, Ashok Tandonji, for being with us on Akashvani and explaining to us in detail Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Ayodhya, the holy city in Uttar Pradesh, and his visit to Kurukshetra, the holy city of Haryana, on the occasion of November 25th this year.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on the Prime Minister's visit to Ayodhya and Kurukshetra. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.